Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Cherubims are angelic beings that God created. Now, they are not angels that we read in the Bible. They're different. The purpose of cherubims that we find are God's protecting angels. We find them very early, the first time mentioned in Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 25, where God had drove Adam and Eve out. And I love that word, drove. It's a powerful word. It means when God, after Adam and Eve sinned, he didn't just have to tell them to leave. All right, people, you have to leave. The word is drove. It's a word of, I won't say violence, but it's a very strong word where he had to push them. He had to, like you drive cattle driver, he had to make them leave, and who could blame them? They're in the Garden of Eden. I could see him being facetious, but I could see him hugging a tree. I don't want to go, you know, being facetious. But that's what the word drove means. They were not willing to leave. They said, okay. Why? Because now they're sinners. God tells them to go. And that's what all was included in that word, drove. Can you imagine? Are y'all following what I'm saying? If they were perfect, if they were innocent, if God told them to leave, well, they would, yes, sir, out the door. Instead, they were sinful, and they already showing disobedience because God had to drive them out of the garden. And not only that, he had to put it at the entrance of the Garden of Eden. We read in Genesis 3:25, these cherubims with flaming swords to block the entrance back into the Garden of Eden. Why did they do that? Well, the preceding verse tells us that lest Adam enters back into the Garden of Eden, eats of the fruit of the tree of life, and live forever. And God, so the matter of fact, if Adam would have ate of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, Adam would have still been here today. And if he would have ate it with his sinful body, he would have still be here some 6,000 years later in a sinful body. Now, don't argue with me about that. Argue with God, because God said, lest he eat and live forever. So to keep him from doing that, he put these cherubims with the flaming swords to keep Adam and Eve out of that garden. What happened to the Garden of Eden? People ask me, what do you think happened to the Garden of Eden? I believe it was destroyed during the flood, that God had them cherubims there and nobody is ever to enter into that. That's just my opinion. The Bible did not say, but I believe when he destroyed the earth with the flood, he just destroyed it all. But the point, to make them cherubim, they were protecting angels. That's their ministry. Okay, we see that they were created by God. It's interesting when you think of cherubim, you have all kind of descriptions, and I won't go into the Bible describes these, but in 1 Kings chapter number 8 verse 7, it speaks of them having two wings. So these were two winged beings, okay? I don't even want to put them in the angelic order because they're different. But for the sake of argument, in the angelic order, they had two wings. Now, since we're talking about angels as we think about them, heavenly angels and all, the Bible nowhere speaks of angels having wings. Every time they appear before in people, every time you see them, they appear in a man form. Angels do not have wings. We're talking about that order of angels that God had created. So don't confuse them with cherubim. There's cherubim, there's seraphim. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. A different order. Seraphim has six wings. They were in charge of worship. Isaiah chapter 6. Remember? They had two wings that covered their face, two wings that covered their feet, and with two wings they did fly. And they would circle the throne of God, saying, holy, holy, holy. Y'all remember that? Okay, so you got different orders of angelic beings. Okay, if I, again, throwing these terms out so we could understand, they're not really what I would call angels, but anyway, different set. But anyway, am I going too fast for y'all? Okay, I feel great today. Last week, I remember my head's still spinning, but my head was hurting. This week, man, I feel so good. Latrice got me on a special diet. This is neither here nor there. I've lost 7 pounds. I got to buckle one more, my pants about to fold. I'm glad y'all can't see what I'm doing up here. I'm tightening up my belt buckle. Anyway, I'm feeling great. how it has to do anything to it. Anyway, I got to move on. You have the cherubim who were, they were God's protector, and we find them around God's throne, protecting God's throne. Let me give you a couple more verses. Psalm, you don't have to turn there. I have a mark. Psalm 99, verse 1. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. So we have a picture. The throne of God, just and the cherubims surround the throne of God as protecting angels. Does God need protection? Absolutely not. But you have that picture, the same way you have that Ark of the Covenant and the two cherubs that were surrounding the Ark of the Covenant and that mercy seat, you see that picture in heaven. Also in Isaiah chapter number 37, speaking of the cherubim, and I had it marked, there it is, Isaiah 37, 16. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God. So again, you see some references about these cherubims, okay? That's plural. A singular name would be cherub. You've heard that before, the word cherub. That's singular. Cherubims with an S. The Bible puts an S on it in many places. It's plural, cherubs, okay? And they're designed for protection. I mentioned about the seraph or the seraphims. They're designed for worship. And I mentioned again about the cherub. Lucifer was a cherub. In Ezekiel chapter number 28, let me begin in verse number 13. Lucifer was created. We know the name for the devil or Satan or the dragon or whatever. Lucifer was a created being by God. We find in verse number 13, Ezekiel 28, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Again, this kind of describes, describes Satan, who is a cherub. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Before I read any farther, I know I shouldn't do this, but I will. A lot of people believe that there's a gap between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. They call it the gap theory. Another, how many of y'all ever heard that? If you've been in this church before, you've heard that before. We don't believe in the gap theory. In other words, there's millions of years between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. The only gap in between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2 is between your ears. You're thinking wrong. Okay. Most people who believe that would tell you that there was a pre-Adamic race somewhere between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. I won't go. When we studied the book of Genesis a couple of years ago, we talked about this, about the chaos and the, what's the Hebrew word, tofu or whatever those Hebrew words were, you know. Anyway, the chaos and all, and they said that's when all this, when Satan fell in between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, and I won't go into all the detail. I don't believe that at all. And this is one of the verses that speaks of that. When God created Eden, okay, we're reading that Satan was there. Before his fall, he was there. Well, why did he fall? Again, I don't want rabbits here, but it's so important. I want you to get the picture. When God created man, that was on the sixth day. Remember? The first 5 days, God said, it's good. It was good. It was good. First 5 days. The sixth day, he created the animals, but he created especially the man. When he said, let us. The triune God, let us create man in our image. And he did just that. And when he made Adam, read it in Genesis chapter 2, I think it is. God didn't say it was good. God said, it's very good. Man was God's crowning achievement. He made the sun, the moon, the stars, all the animal, the plant, everything. But God's crowning achievement was when he made Adam. And Satan saw that after 6 days. And he saw what, he was at Eden. He saw all these things. And when he created man, though, Satan desired man's worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.